It's November. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalist Steve Jones and Scott Sievers.
We're with the Boulder County Audubon Teen Naturalists. We're doing a hike at Myers Gulch at Walker Ranch. We're looking for eruptive seed-eating birds.
It's a alpine nutcracker.
Do you all see it? Oh, it just flew.
There's one on the other side.
They're here because we have a bumper Douglas fir cone crop.
Ooh, they both have cones.
Oh, they're both picking the seeds out of the cones. Mm-hmm.
So we're also hearing red-breasted nuthatches, which sound like little beeping noises.
Oh, look there. Those chickadees?
I saw a bunch move from this tree to this other.
Good.
All these small forest birds like the chickadees and nuthatches are storing the Doug fir seeds in the bark of the conifers. They're stashing them for later eating. The chickadees actually, their brains increase size in the fall.
Really?
To help remember where they stashed all those conifer seeds. A pair of Clark's nutcrackers.
It's swallowing seeds. Did you see that? It's kind of Clark's nutcracker store under its tongue. Does anyone know that?
10, I'm guessing.
I think it's more than that.
Well, I'm guessing that would depend on the size of the seed.
Yeah,
yes,
for sure.
We're not talking acorns here.
30 or 40 seeds.
And then it's going to stash tens of thousands of these seeds all over. Have any of you ever been to the Pawnee Buttes? You've seen the limber pines at the Pawnee Buttes? You know who planted them?
Right.
Clark's Nutcrackers. That's how far is that from the Rocky Mountains? It must be 40 miles, 50 miles. There's a nice view up here if you want to come up here. The Clark's. It's in the top of the leftmost Douglas fir.
Yeah, here's these. Oh, there's two in the back of this tree. If you come around this way, you'll see them.
Oh, yeah. Here.
To get to the Myers Homestead Trail, take Flagstaff Drive 7 miles west from Boulder and turn in on the right side just as you approach Walker Ranch Open Space.
Steve Jones and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.